Israeli woman allegedly attacked by Biden's Secret Service agent sues. By Deborah Brand on November 22, 2022. A U.S. Secret Service agent who was part of President Joe Biden's security detail while he was visiting Israel in July is being sued for brutally assaulting an Israeli woman outside a bar in Jerusalem. The agent, who was off duty at the time of the alleged assault and has not been named, was detained by Israeli police and sent back to the U.S. He was in the Israeli capital ahead of Biden's visit the following day. According to the lawsuit, the assailant was intoxicated when he attacked Tamar Benheim in an alleyway at 1 a.m. before he was pulled away by a second agent. Fox News reported the men were members of the Secret Service's counter-assault team. He allegedly held Tamar tightly, hit her on her chest, repeatedly slapped her, causing her earring and earphone to fall to the ground, the complaint said. Benheim said she thought they were her last moments on Earth. "I was in total shock. He was so strong," she told Fox News shortly after the attack, saying he beat her over and over like a punching bag. "He was so strong, I couldn't even attempt to defend myself. In my head, I was thinking, you won't survive this. This is the end of your life." After Benheim reported the incident to police, the agent was detained but released without charge and sent back to the U.S. After learning the identity of the man, Benheim said she felt more anger, more hurt. "He's not a homeless person off the street. He's a trained fighter." The Secret Service told CBS News the agent's access to Secret Service systems and facilities was suspended pending further investigation. In the lawsuit, Benheim claims she was traumatized by the incident and now suffers from anxiety attacks, depression, headaches and difficulty breathing. She is being treated by both a psychologist and a psychiatrist. Benheim's attorney, Mark Zell, argued that the Secret Service is protecting Benheim's assailant, the New York Post reported. "Defendant, as well as defendant's employer, is attempting to evade justice by refusing to disclose his identity," the suit reads. The Secret Service has denied Benheim's request for the attacker's identity to be revealed under the Freedom of Information Act, the report said. "This is not someone from a third world country. America is the example of the world. And he works for the president," Benheim told Fox. "They just shipped him back to where he came like nothing ever happened. And they expect me to just move on with my life."